Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. Live from Wildcat Golf Club. Come on, let's go. Get on out here. It's the occasional golf tournament. We've got a lot of people to thank. We're going to have a bunch of our listeners out here today. Sold out tournament. Just can't be better. Raising money for charities, which is why Dell didn't want to come out here, because it's something nice and he doesn't want to be out here. So this is a great, great day. We really appreciate you listening, all of you that are going to be coming out. But you're more than welcome to get in at 713-780-3776. I'm out here. Lance is back in studio. He's got so much work to do with this draft tomorrow night. He's got podcasts and interviews and all kinds of stuff. So he's got to get right to it right after the show. So he will be in studio along with Dell. Tyler's out here with me. Wait a minute.
What? Is there food out there in the morning? Like, they don't
Yeah,
have...
there's food, right? And Monty is right here. He's ready to get you food, okay? But he ain't delivering
it. Can you bring it
back? Yeah, no. I'm not. Does it look like I'm coming back? Do you think I'm not playing golf as soon as this is over?
No, you're not. You're not coming back.
I'm not going to do podcasts and Ohio interviews. And
that was, by the way, that was, I had to do an Ohio radio station yesterday. And, you know, I figured they would threaten me about something about Justin Fields, but it was, there were no threats. They just wanted to know where Justin was going. And I said, wherever he's going, it's not high enough. He needs to be going earlier. You know, I played the hits.
Oh, my God, Dell.
I played the hits.
I'm just going to suck up to these guys. Wherever
Where's he
goes,
going?
It's
and
not
I said,
high
is
enough.
First out of the question? Because he should be going first.
Oh, my God.
And my family was
guys.
Safe.
I love you, Ohio State.
Well, he's got to make, you got to make business decisions.
And, yeah.
And to you, what you should have said is, look, honestly, we saw what he did against Trevor Lawrence in that playoff game. We know he should be going number one.
Yeah, that's right. That's all I had to say.
But thankfully, Trevor Lawrence will be able to, you know, play for your guy, Urban Meyer, so he'll be okay. But he really should be going number one.
Yeah, that's all you had. That's how you had to play it. Well, my new thing is, I told people I only have 10 minutes, because I do. Like, yesterday was a crazy, crazy day. So I had to go to like 3 doctors. I had TV for 2 different hits. By the way, you know who I'm doing TV with? One hit was with Charlie Casserly, and one hit was with David Carr. It's just weird. And then they put
It's Old Texans Day.
And then they put my pasty face. I've got, you know, the lighting. We've got decent lighting because we got the, you know, studio stuff that Brandon has here for sports map videos. But David Carr is already, you know, kind of a bronze god anyway, and then he's got makeup if he needs it, and he's got the professional lighting, and they've got me up there like a ghoul in a split screen with David Carr, one of the most handsome men in the country, and it's just, I'm just thinking, I don't need to be on this screen. At one point, they had me, Charlie, and David, and it was just horrific. It was David sandwiched by 2 ghouls.
That's
David is almost like, can you get me out of this 3-shot, please?
Well, I don't know which one, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Wait Charlie a minute. Was, I'm better than Charlie.
Well, enough. I know, but David's the good.
No, David's the, yeah, David.
Yeah, David's the good, so you're either the bad or the ugly.
David's,
one of the two.
David's okay. The good. And then Charlie in the middle of stuff just starts, like, yelling. You know, Charlie does this yell. Where, hey, Najee Harris, okay? Like, okay, Charlie.
All right, Charlie.
No one asked you about Najee Harris. Just stop screaming out Najee Harris's name randomly.
We have got all kinds of prop bets. I got 114 here that I've got to go through. We're probably not going to get through all 114.
We'll go through my bookie, too, because people can sign up with your code. What is it? Most terrible man in the world? And that's 5% off or something?
No, that's not even.
John 5, and you get 5% off, and you don't have.
It's mybookie.ag, promo code John.
Okay.
Mybookie.ag.
It's not John 5, where they will also help you so your stuff works or whatever.
What? At my bookie. That's. What's the name of that one?
is that Rome? The Get Roman? No.
Yeah, Get Roman.
Yeah.
GetRoman.com.
Yeah.
GetRoman.com/John.
Oh, so
I'm putting my name on all this.
The same as my
book. I'm putting my name on you gambling away all your money. I'm putting my name on you getting all kinds of excited. I'm putting my name on it. Okay?
Oh, you got your name on it. We'll try to help you.
No, I'm branding.
I've got some late info.
When you're about to make love to your wife, think of me.
Oh, okay. Man, sounds great. Sounds fantastic. I'd rather just go straight into celibacy.
You just
straight into celibacy. Like, hey, that's a good run.
Straight
the hell of a run,
any.
But it, it had to end some point.
Uh-huh. So, are you done bad-mouthing Christian Javier?
Let me tell you something.
Put some respect on
it. I've been Christian Javier's best mate this whole time. If it's not, if his name isn't Jose Urquidy or Jose Odorizzi or Jose Greinke, you don't care about them.
Oh,
but
oh
Lance McCullers, Lance Javier, I care about those guys.
Yeah, you care about Lance Javier and not Jose Greinke. I get it. I get it.
Jose Greinke goes today, but let me throw some numbers at you, John. These are his numbers as an Astro. We'll get to what he did yesterday, which was outstanding. Let me tell you what Christian Javier has done as an Astro. Remember, we only started watching him last year, and you and I were reading an article that I think it was either Chandler Rome or it might have been Brian. was it Chandler Rome or I can't remember who the Astro writer was who wrote it last year, but they said two minor leaguers to watch for, and they had Paredes and Javier. And so we're like, okay, cool. It's been a while since we had minor leaguers to watch for, and obviously Forrest Whitley's dead in the organization. And Christian Javier came up, and we all know had a really strong year. He pitched 16, all told, so far for his career, John, and I'm not counting playoffs, he has 16 career games, 14 starts. That's it. He's only pitched 16 games, which, you know, seems low. But obviously he's pitched less than a year.
Right.
He has pitched 75 innings pitched. Get this, John, 47 hits in his career. 75 innings pitched, 47 hits, 80 strikeouts. Now, he's got 24 walks, so, you know, he's less than 4-1, which you hope will get better. He's got 11 career home runs he's given up. But over the last three games this year, he's 3-0, 17 innings pitched, 8 hits, 22 Ks, and six walks. And obviously no runs. He hasn't allowed a run the last 17 innings. I wanted to make the point because the short term, 17 innings and no runs is really good. 17 innings and 8 hits and 22 punchouts, those are all great numbers. But, you know, if you look at the big picture of what he's done, John, this has been really, really impressive stuff from Christian Javier, who looks like a composed veteran out on the mound.
Oh, my goodness. He looks unbelievable. He has been great. It is. Listen, dude, this guy is. If he was on the Padres, they'd give him $400 million right now.
Easily.
I mean, that's how good he looks. And they're gonna load up on you if you're the Padres. Listen, this is the kind of thing that you have to have. Because they're losing Greinke. They're losing Verlander. Urquidy's got to step up. You just paid Lance. But you got to get some value out of young guys coming through your organization, guys that are going to be in the rotation. I think Lance has got to come through. Lance has got to pitch well. Lance has got to stay. And he did. He did last game. He had bad luck last game, giving up a couple runs on dink hits. But with this basis, now, when you add that money, if they save money on Correa, they're going to save money on Verlander. They're going to save money on Greinke. If you can get guys to come down here, we've seen Jim Crane. He's not afraid to spend the money. He is not afraid to spend the money. So, I mean, I don't know if it's any different now since COVID. I don't know, you know, since the ballparks aren't full. I don't know how it's changed with him. But I do know that he did whatever it took to win and win big, 4 ALCSs in a row. So I've got to have faith that he's going to do it again. That, you know, after the Verlander contract is up and after the Greinke contract, when you got a basis right now with these guys, and hopefully you can add a bat here or there, you get yourself a big stud pitcher as well to go with these guys that is the foundation. You're going to be good for a while.
Yeah, it's this is what you needed. You needed, and Fromber, Brent Strom came out yesterday and said Fromber is ahead of schedule. He would not put a timetable on it, but he said he's ahead of schedule.
I didn't even mention him.
When Fromber comes back, I mean, you've got potentially Fromber and Christian Javier leading the way. And then you have guys like Urquidy, who clearly has flashed and shown some ability. We know kind of who Lance McCullers is. And, you know, Odorizzi is, I don't know that he's a long-term answer. We'll see how he does this year. Zach Greinke, we know, is more short-term. I'm trying to think, is there someone
Those four. You got those four, and you add a pitcher.
No, those four are great. And you'll be able to add somebody.
Well, I left Fromber off. He could be the ace. Fromber could be the ace.
No,
of this step.
Fromber could be the ace, and what you love about it is your most expensive pitcher could be your fourth best pitcher, and that's not at crazy money at the $85 million, whatever it is. Not when you aggregate all your starters and you say, okay, how much is the starting pitching going to cost the Astros over the next 3 years? It might not be much at all.
No,
which helps you afford. You know, think about this now. I know it's probably not going to happen. But does this at all, because you're so cheap with your starting pitching for the next 3 years potentially, and maybe even like four, does it change or alter maybe Jim Crane's look at, okay, let's look at total salary of the team. Maybe they're willing to pay Carlos Correa a little more, even though that would, you know, be beyond what they want to pay for him. Maybe because pitching's cheap, maybe they'd make a second run at him. I'm not in favor of long-term deals at all. So if that's what it is, then that's just a non-starter. A 10-year deal is just a non-starter to me.
No. You're not gonna put your whole pay scale out of whack for one guy.
Right.
Because listen, Bregman is going to be coming up.
Yeah, it has effects. Yeah, it
does.
Other people want their cash too when you do that.
That's right. And now all of a sudden, okay, if you have a choice between Bregman long-term and Correa long-term.
Look at Dell. Like Dell, for example, Dell makes pretty big money for for producer / host.
Well, the most
and then Nick
of any
Sciarra
of the producers
says,
at
wait
the
a
station.
Minute. And then you've got guys like Trey, Juggalo Trey, saying, hey. And, you know,
Tyler, who's Tyler's
Tyler,
out here.
Tyler's look, all mad.
Yeah.
And it
Tyler's
gets
mad.
Like, you got to think about it. When we give Dell
Aaron
bonuses,
who does way
Aaron
more work than Dell.
Aaron's like, what? Hey, wait a minute.
What bonuses?
Yeah.
We,
so all
bonuses.
Of the things, all those things,
and
they
my salary
add up.
And my salary isn't public. So what are we talking? How would they know how much I make?
Well, we know.
You know,
I mean,
it's out
the
there.
The highest paid producer in the city.
You know, it's one kind of them. This one is of them. This is kind of hurtful, only because if I told people what it actually was, they'd be like, man, what are they doing over there? They would call you an unpaid intern.
It would be like, oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't like this game because
cost of living from where you live, like an hour away from
no,
here,
cost,
is better.
No, sure. If we publicize the salaries for the producers here, like, are you guys panhandling? After you get off of work,
you don't you have making? A cardboard.
We might get reported to like the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah. You know what?
People knew our salaries.
What do you guys do to make a living? Oh, well, I do this shift and then I go panhandle.
Oh, wait, Tyler's there, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was that just him on the air?
Yes, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
What did Tyler just say?
I said we might get reported to the BBB if we start being transparent with our salaries.
Oh. Well.
How about we do this? John, do you think we could do a Patreon for Dell and people? And Dell, don't act like you wouldn't let this happen. A Patreon where people just pay Dell a monthly additional salary.
Patreon? What do I have to do?
You don't even have to do anything.
Because Patreon means you have to provide content.
Let's just get them an OnlyFans account.
Okay, yeah. And then you have to do stuff, Dell.
No,
yeah.
I won't do stuff.
I'm not subscribing,
I'll just
but
break
we
down,
can do it.
I'll just break down spring games for people, college football stuff. You can pay me for that. Look, I'm fine.
If you gave people movie recommendations and show recommendations.
Sure, I would do that.
That's worth $2 a month.
Yeah, look, I'm fine.
And then you have to show stuff
okay.
on OnlyFans.
Overall, I'm okay.
Like,
but
do
I don't.
It in a towel.
I don't like this game where you're comparing me and Tyler and the other producers to Bregman and Correa and what they're making. It's hurtful.
Well, then let's, while you get into your feelings, we'll take a break. 713-780-3776. Still ahead, we're going to, and throughout the show, because there's going to be different segments that we'll be able to do this, we'll get prop bets out of Lance.
Yeah, like
Lance,
this is what
I heard those
I've
guys,
got some information. Like, I'm going to give you a shot. I'm going to give you a pretty good shot.
The show before us, Keyshawn and those guys, they were doing it, and I was like, y'all don't know nothing like Lance knows, okay? Lance is talking to people
every
day.
Some of the things
day.
I'm hearing from people, I've never seen it this far off
right.
For the draft where there's certain things. It's not as bad right now, but I can tell you this. The injury stuff could, and your guy is going to go higher than I wanted him to based on my early
hateful.
My early thoughts, Del.
No, no, you just hate.
I'll tell you about a guy who's going under the total.
As long as you hate Miami. As long as you hate Miami, I'm fine with it. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5.
So I'm looking at the website. I call it my website because it's LanceZCars.com. But when you go there, it's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. But they've got a tremendous selection of pre-owned cars. I almost never talk about this, but the pre-owned market is awesome right now because there's so many low-mileage vehicles that people have been turning in to take advantage of the new of some of the new offers that are out there. As the economy has come back, you've had people who have said, okay, I'm going to take advantage of this new car because there's great prices going on. And the GMC and the Chevys and the Buicks, they want to get you into a new car. Well, if you say, nice try, I want to do the pre-owned. Well, that's your choice. And they got a great pre-owned department. When it comes to purchasing a new car, whether it's a purchase or a lease, they're going to work with you to find the right deal. For me, I had a certain deal I wanted in mind for my lease. They waited like 6 months, and all of a sudden I got a phone call. Hey, we got a really, really good program in here for leases. If this is, you know, for you to come in and take advantage of this. And it was the right deal for me, and so I went in. It was 6 months later. We got my wife switched into a different car, the Chevy Traverse, and we couldn't be happier. So whether it's purchase or whether it's a lease, whether it's something long-term, short-term, your trade-in value is awesome. The programs they have available are awesome, and their customer service index is number one in the city all the time because they're the best. LanceZCars.com, that's where you're going to find Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Live at the occasional golf tournament at Wildcat Golf Club, brought to you by SightJab, your peeps, Lance, Texas Custom Patios, Apollo Men's Health, Klein's. Mark Klein is going to be on the fourth hole. I think he's bringing tequila. And he's also got a closest to the pin, where I think he's giving away a Scotty Cameron putter. So when you drive by Klein's, we get ready to drink and hit a shot. If you get inside him, he gives you a sleeve of balls. So it's going to be fun.
Did you see what Cobos? Why did you create such an enemy in Raul Cobos from Cobos Q?
What? Hey, get some fries.
Learn on how my to way to Louisiana, listening to my boys Lance Zierlein and Del V2 and not John Granato.
Guess what?
It's pretty hard.
Guess what
to
I told
that.
Him. Guess what I told him. He's going to casino.
He said, and I told him, tell John I'm going to need my $50 cash app for gambling money.
No, you know what I told him? They've got fries there. Maybe you should think about that on the way back.
I mean, that man gave us macaroni and cheese, boudin and brisket inside a quesadilla and blessed it with love, and then you're sitting here complaining about fries.
They were good. Those were good.
Those were really good.
TPC Industrial, that's my boy Houston.
Yeah.
All right, they're out here. So we got that going on. HRP, my colleague, he won't be able to play today because he's got a bad elbow, but they're sponsoring Kids Meals, ESPN promo. Kids Meals is who's benefiting here. And Chastang Ford is going to be on hole number 9 like they were last time with the truck out there. I think Justin and Allie are going to be out there, so you'll get to meet them. A lot of fun. We will continue to tell you about our sponsors. We love them, and there's a big reason that we're here today and raising money for Kids Meals, right? So that's what we're doing. All right, Lance, I got a couple of prop bets for you.
All right.
This whole thing about the quarterbacks, you know, what the only one is the third overall pick. Mac Jones is minus 180, Trey Lance is plus 125, and Justin Fields is plus 600. Is there a thought, or just go with the favorite that maybe a better value would be Trey Lance?
Yeah, I don't know that you're getting a value. Like, I like them more. I think I mentioned it when he was plus 500 here, that there was an outside shot that Trey Lance at plus 500 might be a play. You see how quick it changes. That just changed with some report that the 49ers were into just two different quarterbacks. But they were never considering Justin Fields. They just weren't. And so I think that's not very good value. Like Mac Brown, I mean, Mac Jones, you're almost 2-1. I like Mac Jones minus 180. That's how I would play it because you're not getting enough value at 120. That's just not enough for Trey Lance. So I still think Mac Jones is going to be the pick. And I asked some teams, and they think it's going to be Mac Jones, but they don't know for sure. They're doing a pretty good job of keeping it quiet. So that's my guess is Mac Jones. I just don't think you would have made that aggressive a move upwards if you weren't sure who you were going to pick yet. I just don't think that's Kyle Shanahan. And I think we all know Kyle Shanahan, you know, has a certain level of earned arrogance as it pertains to what he can do with quarterbacks. I mean, he really does. You don't have to be great, and he can take Kirk Cousins, Matt Schaub, what he did with Jimmy Garoppolo. Right. Jimmy Garoppolo got to the Super Bowl. He got Matt Ryan an MVP. I mean, let's be real here. He can do things with lesser quarterbacks. With that said, I think that he might be willing to go with Mac Jones. Now, why trade up to number 3 for Mac Jones? Maybe he thought that Mac Jones is going to be red hot. I think he could have gone to Carolina at one point, but Carolina moved on to Sam Darnold, and I don't think they're drafting a quarterback. I'm working on my final mock draft right now. And I can tell you, I have trade ups. Like the trades are going to be tricky with these prop bets. So throw some at me. I think Mac Jones is minus 180. I'd play Mac Jones. Even still, I'd probably play him, but I don't think that's good value.
First running back selected. I think Najee Harris is minus 200. Travis Etienne is plus 160.
Ooh, I'm seeing Najee a lot higher. But where's Javonte Williams? Do you have him?
Javonte Williams is plus 750.
So I would play small on Travis Etienne and Javonte Williams. Play them both because they're both dogs. And if it's Najee, great. But if you get a 7-1 in Javonte, and a lot of teams think that there's not a lot of difference between Najee Harris, Javonte Williams, and Travis Etienne, so why not play the guy that gets you the best value coming back?
Right. And that's a value play. Might not come in, but it's a value play. Same with the first defensive player selected. Surtain, minus 175. Micah Parsons is plus 350. J.C. Horn is plus 375. Quiddy Pay, 675. And Jalen Phillips, plus 1,600.
So I would play Jalen Phillips.
Parsons.
I would play Jalen Phillips and Parsons. Go try to get some value on that one.
Yeah.
Jalen Phillips is kind of getting hot. So that could be a really crazy good value.
What about some people like J.C. Horn better than Surtain?
Yeah, no, that's true too. I think Surtain is going to be the first defensive player, but there's a lot of value. I don't think it's going to be Quiddy Pay anymore, so I'm kind of off of Quiddy Pay, but I do think J.C. Horn could be the first. He might pass Surtain in terms of first cornerback, and which would give him a shot. And then Jalen Phillips is getting hot, and if you know anything about I don't think Miami is a great place for him to be. I know Miami needs rush, right, Dell? They could use a defensive end, but I don't think that wouldn't be at number 6. But if Miami traded back, then he could be on the board as, you know, if they traded back with number 9, Denver. If Denver, because I've got them Denver trading up to number 6 and taking Justin Fields. If that were to happen, then all of a sudden, depending on how those wide receivers came off the board, Miami might be looking at, okay, you know what? Let's go with the pass rush. Let's go with Jalen Phillips. Dallas Cowboys have a need at pass rush at number 10. You could see, I think, the New York Giants look at pass rush at number 11. So I think Jalen Phillips plus 1,600 is kind of silly good value if you're going to take a shot. You might as well take a shot. You'd rather be trying to sweat a plus 1,600 win as opposed to a minus 130 where you're not even sure if he's the first corner off the board.
Yeah, and it's not like Surtain is an overwhelming favorite here. Like I said, a lot of people like Horn.
Horn and the two plays are Horn and Phillips. This is where you try to make a little money. Where are you using? That's not from my bookie, I would assume.
This is from Tom Fornelli. This is from Josh Barton.
Yeah.
Barton.
Because that sounds a little higher than what I've heard on.
These are props from sportsbetting.ag.
Okay.
I can go to my bookie, but the sportsbetting.ag, He is where you can find these as well. All right, 713-780-3776. Let's talk Rockets on the other side.
Were so nervous. You were so nervous that the Rockets couldn't rise to the occasion.
They did. Did you see? It was an 85-84 game. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. I was never worried. Rockets do their best work in a fourth.
They really did. Saw a tweet by our boy, Clutch City, and he was like, man, that's awesome to get to learn how to play in a tough game with coming down to the wire and getting that experience, only to fail miserably, which they did. But you need that kind of experience going forward for your young guys. And Kevin Porter, wow. Let's talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club for the 2021 Occasional Invitational. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Raising money for kids' meals today. Thank you for everybody stepping up. Really appreciate it. TPC, we mentioned Houston and the great people over at TPC Industrial. They paid $1,300 to play today with me, and I appreciate that. Way to go, guys! Thank you so much. They've got another team in it as well. Trey just raising money for the kids. I mean, there's going to be, you know, a kid that might get a meal out of this.
So Trey is worth 10% of you. 10 trays equals one
even.
John Granato.
Not even.
Almost.
120. Oh, yeah. He, almost.
It's like
120.
It's like
he got $120.69.
10.1
yeah.
Trays.
Right. So, yeah. So, how did they come to $120.69?
Well, they bid $420.69 for 2069. Yeah, but they had to cover the team fee.
It was a 420 a week thing,
yeah.
And then a six, then just throw 69 because you're a pervert. That's why it went.
That's a
number.
That number was definitely a number that was a created
number,
an intentional number.
It was 420. I thought it was 120. She said.
Well, they had to cover the 300 team fee.
Ah.
So that gets taken out first, then all the rest.
I got you. They were trying to get the whole thing for $120.69, but we outsmarted them. Trey outsmarted them.
Yep.
Way to go, Trey. That's a first. So so we're just raising money for the kids. That's what we do here. Dell could have been out here raising money for the kids. He could have played. Oh, and guess what Monty's doing? He's bringing me my eggs and bacon.
You are so predictable.
Are you guys got eggs and bacon? No.
No, I had eggs, bacon, and a spicy chicken filet on a biscuit because I went to Chick-fil-A.
But that doesn't sound like it's bacon and eggs from Wildcat.
It isn't. It's bacon and eggs from Chick-fil-A.
Thank you
on a buttery biscuit. I find you utterly predictable because as soon as he was like, everyone raising money, Trey's raising money, you knew it was going to come around. And like, Dell could have been out here. I mean, but he doesn't care about the kids.
Doesn't care about kids.
And I will tell you, you're right. I don't care about the kids.
Yeah.
At least he's honest, John.
F them kids.
Oh, my gosh. The worst person by far.
Don't ask questions that you don't want
answers to. If you don't like the answers or you don't like what's coming, don't go down that path. I've said this before.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Why do you think Ricky Fowler got an exemption to the PGA Championship?
Because he doesn't play well.
Oh, so he had to have an exemption?
Yeah, he made a wish, and they let him play.
See, worst person
by far. He wished upon a star that he could play, and they let him play.
So clearly John was trying to walk you into something that has already been discussed off the air.
He's trying to outsmart people over here. Who do you think I am, Trey?
No, it's unbelievable that you would say something
like
that.
What I'm sure Ricky Fowler's like, I really wish.
Worst person ever.
Look, he knew he wasn't playing well this year. If you missed it, Ricky Fowler gets an exemption to play in the 2021 PGA Championships because he hasn't been great. And I'm sure he wished upon a star, and that wish came true. So he gets to play.
Oh, you dropped a make-a-wish.
No, I didn't. You just did that.
No. You put the words together.
No, I said
we
he
all
made,
know what you're doing.
I said he made a wish. I didn't say anything about make-a-wish. I said he made a wish.
Oh, just hell. Call. Bling, bling, bling. It's hell. Dell, are you there? Yeah, I'm right here.
Why would I answer that phone? I don't answer the phone. I don't answer my mom's calls. I'm going to answer hell's calls. I'm not answering that call.
I don't answer my mom's calls.
Yeah. I scream my mom's calls.
Down to the bottom
another
you
reason.
Go.
Hell, there's another reason.
I scream my mom's calls.
Down
to
the bottom
to
you go.
I'm like, she calls me like, why? Just text me. I'm not going to answer hell's calls. That's a scam. That's scam likely. That's what I see when hell calls.
Yeah, I had something that came up that said illegal scam came up on my I mean, they just told me. I looked at my phone and said illegal scam. I'm definitely not picking up illegal scam. Put one of these names like Bethany Cromwell or something, which I know is clearly a scam on these new, because, you know, I guess AT&T or whatever has, it's now a full-on caller ID. And so some of the names I'm seeing, like, no, I don't know this. This is clearly a scam call because it's not a real person. Christian Javier is a real person. And Christian Javier had another good game. Art said he feels like every time one of these young pitchers has a good game, it makes the McCullers deal look worse and worse. I don't really see it that way. Like, you paid him after several years of being on basically the rookie scale, and now he's getting paid to be one of your pitchers while everyone else isn't. Like, it's his turn to get the money. He didn't get outrageous money, but he also didn't take, like, a low-end hometown deal. I'm not going to say that. But I don't think it, you know, to me on that one, John, I don't think it makes the Astros look worse. They still need it. Lance McCullers hasn't been bad this year. They still need their pitchers. Some guys on a staff are always going to be maybe overpaid, and there's going to be guys underpaid. It's when you have multiple guys overpaid that you have serious trouble. So I don't look at it in a vacuum like that. I kind of look at the totality of what you're paying your starters.
I don't look at it that's making the McCullers deal look bad. I mean, those guys, you're right. You got to go through the process. I mean, Bregman didn't have to go through the process. He got paid, you know, after just a couple of years, and they said, you know what, we're locking in long-term to him. We want to keep him happy and all of that stuff. And, you know, and then Correa had to go through it. Correa, they went to arbitration with. It's just how that, you know what, you pick and choose who you want. Now, McCullers had to go through the process, and when he was up for free agency, they said, no, we want you to be around here long term. I thought it was a bit of a risk with his injury situation, but you know what, they felt like $17 million a year. And when you look at $17 million a year, guys, that's what you're going to get. Hopefully he can stay healthy. Hopefully he can be dominant. Hopefully he can be consistent. But he's looked fine. I don't know. I don't think Lance has looked bad this year. Do you?
No, I don't think he's looked bad. I mean, he missed some time. We know that because of an issue he had. But no, I don't think he's looked bad. And here's the other thing. I just think that we get so caught up in whether or not we think a guy is worth the number he has. The only time it really matters, like realistically, is the Chris Paul deal, for example, or Russell Westbrook or John Wall. When it prevents you from doing other things, when it drags you down and it's a boat anchor, that's when it's the biggest concern. Other than that, you're just worried about whatever the owner's money is.
Well, let's face it. The Verlander deal is dragging him down.
Yeah, but that's a situation beyond their control and beyond his control.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, I mean, he's got an injury that's debilitating, and it's killing him. I mean, when you're paying a guy that much money and you only have so much, and especially in it's not a smaller market, but you know, it's a market that is not going to. Well, I say that they're fourth. They got the fourth largest payroll in the league. So I'm not gonna complain about what Jim Crane has done. You can't complain.
But it's gonna come way down next year.
We'll see. We don't know.
I mean, unless Carlos Correa resigns.
He's spent money everywhere.
Not saying he's not spending money. I'm just saying it's gonna come down when you get rid of Greinke and when you get rid of those your two high-dollar pitchers, when Verlander and Greinke are gone, I mean, it is going to substantially reduce your payroll, which is fine. Once again, unless it is affecting the team that we are watching and rooting for, other than that, we're just pocket-watching.
And I know people do this all the time. I've caught myself doing it because I'm thinking, well, that's not great value for that guy. But when it's all said and done in an uncapped sport, it is basically just about, is this preventing you from doing something else? I'm curious, when do the Astros get to collect on insurance? They have to wait until after the year is over. And I wonder if there is, I'm really curious about if insurance will pay Justin. Let's say Justin Verlander tried to come back and he pitched in 8 games. Does that void all of insurance? I wonder if insurance covers a majority of the season, if it's broken down, like prorated. I wonder how that works, because Crane would have to pay now, but I would assume he'd get reimbursed from insurance if Verlander doesn't play this year.
I couldn't get an answer on it. Those kind of financials, I don't know. I tried.
You know baseball. You know baseball. They don't want you in on any financials.
So we teased talking a little bit about the Rockets. What about again, Tillman Fertitta? And I guess he can't. There's nothing he can say about it. Many believe the Houston Rockets got 30 cents on the dollar for ex-MVP James Harden. Owner Tillman Fertitta thinks the exact opposite. He appeared this week on CNBC. One of the topics he spoke on was the Harden deal. Citing all the draft picks, Fertitta called it a great trade. You think that's just rhetoric, or do you think he believes that?
I think he believes it. I don't know that he'd be honest about it. But I think he believes that we're not going to find out how the James Harden deal went for several years, which is a benefit for the Rockets, I guess, in some regard. They can always point to, hey, we just don't know. We won't know for another 5 years. When the reality is, we'll kind of know for in the next 3 years. We'll kind of know.
Well, not really, because it lasts 8 years. And,
right.
And the Nets are going to have to stay competitive all that time. And if they don't, if they all just, you know, go away and they turn into the Nets again, that's going to be a great deal for the
Rockets. We need the Nets to fight each other. Like, we need them to get in a fist fight with each other.
Yeah. Of course, Fertitta will speak positively about the move that his team made, but because Fertitta's own pettiness might have prevented the Rockets from getting the better return, the comments will attract skepticism.
Ooh.
What that is in reference to is not wanting to trade with Daryl Morey.
Well, then now maybe that's accurate.
You think that's petty? That was being petty?
Not what? Why would you care
it's
about
the
trading
only
Daryl
reason
Morey?
They didn't acquire clear NBA talent
Ben
that
Simmons?
Could play and start for you and be a part of your future because he didn't want to trade Daryl Morey. That's pettiness.
I don't know that's
the reason.
Was
I don't
ever
know.
On, yeah, the word is Ben Simmons was never on the table.
Well, I don't know, but if it was him and Thibel and whatever.
I think Ben Simmons was, by the way.
I think the Sixers didn't want to give up another young player that they really liked. I think they would have done Ben Simmons, but who knows?
I've heard Ben Simmons was. But with that said, I mean, I could see where it might be. Maybe they didn't leave on the best terms. I mean, we know the whole Hong Kong, Tokyo thing. I think Daryl probably got used to doing things his way, and Tillman had his hand in things a certain way. Tillman probably wasn't happy that Daryl cost him a bunch of money. And maybe there is something to that. And if that's the case, that is petty because they're in a different conference. Like, what do you care? They're in a different conference. Do the best deal for the team. If that was the case. Now, I was told that the best deals, you know, Philadelphia and Boston had deals on the table and they weren't good enough. They weren't good enough compared Jersey was.
Early on, Toronto Perfect. And Boston had the best deals on the table. Early on.
Early.
I tweeted that out and I got a bunch of response and blah, blah, blah. I didn't have a blue check mark, so
right.
Nobody could believe it. So, but that early on, from someone in the organization, I got that. That early on, Toronto and Boston had the best deals on the table. And Jaylen Brown and Siakam were part of that, were on the table. So they didn't pull the trigger on that. They probably got a hell of a lot more. I don't know what kind of draft picks that they were offering or whatnot from Boston or Toronto. But listen, if the Nets are bad, there's no guarantee that this team is going to stay together. This is the NBA. And by the way, when we come back, we'll talk about Dr. J going after LeBron next right here on ESPN 97. Live from Wildcat Golf Club, Lance, why don't you tell the people about a super center?
Yeah, it's a generator supercenter, and for those of you who need a generator, that's the space to go. I've been telling you that. There's one location in Beaumont, There's a location here in Tomball area. There's a location in College Station. I'm just kind of giving you the idea of where the areas are around our city. But at Generator Supercenter, they clearly have the best generators and automatic standby generators that keep your power on during times of no power. And we all know how that goes from this last freeze. But they've also been super busy because of the last freeze. As more and more people say, I never want that to happen again. And what's happened is they now have jobs available. They've got spots open for salespeople, for helpers, for technicians. You could be one of these people who are working for Generator Supercenter, or working with them and making extra money, or maybe even that's your new career. So if this is something that appeals to you, you might want to go to GeneratorSupercenter.com, look up the location in, you know, College Station, Tomball, Beaumont, and then reach out to them and say, hey, I heard on the radio that you guys have positions open, because I'm being told to tell you about it. There are positions open. So make sure that you look into this with GeneratorSupercenter.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club for the 2021 Occasional Invitational. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erlein.
Tyler, how's that chicken and waffles?
This is awesome.
That's not mini, chicken and waffles there. That's not
true.
There
it is, boy.
Yep.
No, I've never seen that. I never. Oh, wait. They did have chicken and waffles.
Yeah. Chicken and waffles.
Mini chicken and waffles.
And you got nothing.
It doesn't matter. I'm juicing today. Do you have any beet juice with apple and carrot?
You know, you know how
they have that here?
You know how small thinking radio people are? It's like, you guys can't get something that, you know, everyone has access to at some point. We win! We win!
You have access to at 11 o'clock.
Now. Yeah. Oh, no. No chicken and waffles for you.
No place has chicken and waffles right now.
Yeah.
No place. You're right.
No. That's true. And it's not right now.
Not at this moment.
Well,
I think it's also free over
there.
It doesn't particularly matter.
Although
not for the listeners, so this is a very self-indulgent comment by those
trying to rile up two people. And I already said I already ate, so I'm pretty good.
I don't even like chicken and waffles.
No, I'm not going to sound kind of riled up.
No, I'm not going to lie about that. I'm more riled up about triggered.
I'm not because they got no food.
No, Lance can see I already ate. I'm not riled up about that. I'm riled up about the smallness of both of you. Look at us,
John.
We got to eat.
I'm just piggybacking on John.
That's it. Look at and he's got hash browns and everything. Hey, Raul, see that? Potatoes with a meal.
But
ketchup.
Raul doesn't serve. Why would he serve potatoes?
That's what I told him to.
John is so mega petty.
All right, that's what I'm talking
about. So would you like Raul to stop bringing you food? Is that what you're suggesting?
No, just add some
fries.
So add some fries to the
Do you tell all your other friends that are in business, that they in the food business, what they should add to their menus? And do they listen to you?
Yes, of course they listen to me. Because it's smart business.
The last nice restaurant you went to, did you have suggestions about what they should add to their menu, and did they listen to you?
I didn't have any suggestions. It was wonderful. They had fries. Okay.
I had no every place you go to has fries?
Yes, every place I go.
Well, I went to a tasting at March. It was a 250 ahead, and the fourth course was actually fries. And the fry course was delicious. It was in a duck fat, fried in duck fat, and with a special Israeli sea salt that I got from somebody at the mall kiosk when some girl was walking me down yelling at me to get off my phone when I was doing a fake phone call. So I wouldn't have to have my wrist washed so they could tell me, look how good your skin is. Buy this for $400. No thanks.
Oh, well.
It went into
Dell.
Long thing.
His $250 meal he's telling us about that doesn't have French fries, okay?
Well, I'm saying that's what March would charge you.
Oh, yeah. That's right. No.
You have French fries?
I don't have $250
meals. Do you have
French
fries
right
now?
I'm with the people.
Well, tell them what you're doing tomorrow. John, are you going to be on the show Friday?
Those aren't French fries.
Yeah.
John, are you on the show Friday?
He is not, I don't think.
Hey, man of the people, are you on the show Friday?
I'm in a tournament.
A tournament for who?
Is it free?
With a bunch of people.
Was it a free tournament?
No, I had to pay.
Oh, so, man of the people.
Yeah, it's me.
Guess what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be here not paying
what
for anything.
What if the Texans trade into the first round and John's out there playing golf?
Look, I don't care. I'm
Bushwood.
Look, I don't mind John not being here. It's a much more enjoyable experience. So I'm not going to complain that he's not around. I'm just going to point out that this guy talking about man of the people.
Reckless.
That's not who he is.
That's all. Well,
he's an elitist.
I'm with the people. That's all.
Are the people going to be at this tournament?
Yeah. Yeah. There's going to be like 180 players. Yeah, there's going to be people there.
No, the people, not your people.
The people.
I'm talking about the
man
people.
Of the people. Well, you, regular people.
Are you you're bashing a businessman like Raul because he doesn't bring you fries? That's not a man of the people.
That's a man of the people.
Not a man of the people.
Hey, we're out here at Wildcat Golf Club, and I want to thank SiteJab is the sponsor. Congratulations. We appreciate you, SiteJab, for all that you've done for the beverages provided by Michelob Ultra. Thanks. We appreciate you. Uberito is going to get lunch, dinner by BB's, Tex Orleans. That's fun stuff. Great meals, great foods. Those two are not going to enjoy. And then it all benefits kids' meals. So we got that going on.
I wouldn't have enjoyed it if I was there.
Yeah,
I would have left right out of 11.
Oh, you wouldn't want an Uberito? Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want
BB's,
Tex Orleans? This is the worst segment. I can't imagine a worse segment than four people arguing back and forth through two locations about food that no one's going to have. Unless they're actually in the tournament, or they go to those restaurants.
Gonna have it.
I'm not.
Now I will say you can go to those restaurants and have that food too.
Certainly,
yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can do all that. That's right. But if you're here, you get it
but
for free. What?
I wouldn't get it free. I'm not playing.
What? Yeah, free. What?
Just don't, Dell. Just don't.
It's so
illogical. Don't respond. I know it's annoying. Don't respond to him anymore. He'll just keep doing it.
It's so illogical, though.
I know it's illogical. Oh, John was illogical and annoying.
Yeah, you're right.
He does this to try to get under your skin.
It's insane.
And I didn't tell him. Did I win?
When he starts in that,
Are they triggered? Are they triggered?
Oh, look at
me. I'm giving John the edge in this round.
I got waffles and chicken. Ooh,
What do you got? Nothing.
I'm scoring this round. John 10, y'all.
Well, you're suckling off the John Teed and having waffles yourself, so I imagine you'd be on his side.
That's shameful, Tyler.
The ESPN 97.5 golf tournament teat right
it's
now.
It's John's teat. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a John teat. Yeah. It's always a John teat out there.
There's probably a small hair.
Kids,
in
ask
there
your
too.
Parents what teat means. It's where the little piglets go and the little puppies go.
So
I don't know if cats do it. I assume they do.
Quarterbacks drafted in the first round, over under 5.5.
Under. That's probably a huge favorite.
It doesn't say. It just says over under 5.5. So yeah, you under. Like. You like the first four. You don't like Davis
Mills?
No,
you said 5.5.
Right.
Yeah. No, Davis Mills ain't getting drafted in the first.
No?
Yeah, shoulder problem too. No. That's like free money. That's free money. That's why it's going to be a big favorite. I'll bet you it's close to -300.
Wide receivers drafted in the first round, over under 4.5.
Man, that's a hard one. Because I think Elijah Moore and Rashad Bateman go. That gets you to 5, along with the quote-unquote big three.
Yeah.
Kadarius Toney's not going. Ooh, there's some curious. I didn't realize that Kadarius Toney's got videos out there with him and AR-15s in his car. The wide receiver from, there's one that I had a team send me yesterday, a YouTube video that was posted with him and a couple other guys running out with guns towards a,
well, maybe you
looked like a baseball field.
Maybe you don't believe in the Second Amendment. Okay.
I just
maybe
don't believe
does.
In – I'm not sure I believe in drafting a guy in the first round. It's just – if you saw these videos, you'd say, ooh, I don't think we're drafting him in a first. So I don't think he's going in a first. So my wide receivers, I'm looking at my offensive board, and I've got 5 in the first round with Nico Collins, Kadarius Toney, Terrace Marshall. No, John, I'd go under. Amari Rodgers, Rondell Moore, I don't see a fifth.
I don't see a fifth. All those guys.
I see 5. I don't see a sixth.
It's 4.5. 4.5.
Wait, it's 4.5?
4.5. Quarterbacks
is
5.5. Wide receivers are 4.5.
Oh, yeah. I'd play over then.
Over?
Yeah.
Running backs drafted in the first round, 0.5.
Yeah, but over's a huge favorite, and I think it goes over. I think Najee Harris goes to the Steelers.
He goes to the Steelers?
I think so, yeah.
Or what about the Jets with their second pick?
Could be, or Dolphins. I think Najee is going to be the first to go. I'm not really sure. Well, I understand why. I think it's a good I think any of those three are good running backs, so I don't have a problem with any of them going. But there's just too many teams who, and I think more and more teams are going to look at this first round as an advantage of getting a five-year deal on a running back as a bigger advantage as opposed to paying, you know, going the route of Dalvin Cook and going 4 years and then having to pay, you know, pony up on a second contract early on. I think the idea of maintaining a running back, especially one like Najee Harris, who could be a kind of a grinder because he's an Alabama running back and he's not the fastest guy. You know, you might look at that and say, you know what? We could keep Najee Harris for 6 years and be good. He may not be the same running back after 6 years. As a matter of fact, there's a good chance he will not be the same running back after 6 years. So why not get the most out of him you can with a six-year deal? I think that actually makes more sense.
Get to five and let him go. Get to five and let him go.
Yeah, five and let him go or six and let him go. So I think he's. I think one running back does go, not two.
But not with quarterback. I mean, because we talked about this earlier this week.
I can't see a. Yeah, they have to be more talented. There's not a quarterback with that kind of talent level, so no.
Offensive lineman drafted in the first round, over under 6.5.
Under. And I feel under. Pretty strong. Yeah, I feel pretty strong about that. So Sewell, Slater, Darisaw, Elijah Vera Tucker, and maybe Tevin Jenkins will go. I don't know where the rest of them are coming from. Landon Dickerson's got a medical issue. They'll keep him out. Most teams don't have a one on Liam Eichenberg from Notre Dame. Alex Leatherwood is not going on a first. I don't see Sam Cosmi going. Maybe there's an outside shot. Creed Humphrey could go late in the first. So I can't get there. I actually think that's really good value, under 6.5.
Under here, people, under 6.5 offensive linemen.
And you can find that. That's a standard one you can find at most places, including my bookie.
You got a safety draft in the first round?
So I think the value, so safety is a big favorite over, but I think the value is playing it under. There's only one safety who would go to me, and that's TCU's Trevon Merrig. He could go in the first, but I think he'll go in. I think there's a good chance he could go in the second. So I think the value is playing over, is playing under on safeties. Even if he goes, like it's minus 200 and something, which means 2-1 money. I think there's a decent chance that a safety won't go. Now, if a safety doesn't go, that's one more position that you have. And I'm telling you, offensive line doesn't go. And I'm telling you, wide receivers go. Well, something has to go. Like something's got to go in the back end of the first. Because I'm sitting here telling you, no on running back, no on wide receiver, yes on wide receiver 4.5, but under on, you know, offensive line. So who's going to go? I think cornerbacks are going to be the ones that get pushed into the first round. So I think over on cornerbacks, which, what, 4.5, John?
4.5.
Yeah, I think over on cornerbacks, under on offensive line. I think those are your, I think I'm making you some money.
All right, there you go. Making money.
Ooh,
right
dab,
here.
You owe me some money. Ooh, dab, beak wet, I want my lunch.
He's dabbing.
If you win, I want my lunch. Dab,
more
dab, dab.
Embarrassing. Him, how hungry he is or dabbing? Which is more embarrassing?
Are you hungry?
I'm juicing. Okay. This is day two. So, yeah, I'm going to be in a perpetual state of starving for the next. Actually, it's not bad after the first 2 days.
Well, the juicing thing is for a better it's for a purpose. So I wouldn't call it embarrassing that he's hungry. The dabbing thing is unapproachable.
Well, no, the dabbing is to let people know that I have. I don't want to say I'm superior, but that I've done something that is superior.
Huh.
Well, maybe some of this money for kids' meals can go to Lance. Get him some food.
Maybe it can go to EFK.
No EFK.
Eyelids for kids.
We're helping kids today. Today's the day, guys. Let me give you my.
No, take a break. Cash out. Don't let them do it.
Put something on my books. I'll give it to the kids. We have no eyelids.
If he wants to commit fraud, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. That's a great idea today, Lance.
ESPN 97.5.